of St. Martin of Tours in Gaceo. The rural road that leaves the church of Gaceo in the direction of Salvatierra-Gurain corresponds to the centenary route of the St. James Way. The very name that mentions the famous Bishop of Tours alludes to the intense connections that Gaceo has always had with the pilgrimage route. Despite recent restorations, the exterior of the church reveals the outlines of a modest Romanesque temple. As we cross its threshold, the largest collection of Gothic mural painting in the entire Basque Country appears before our eyes. An exceptional example of the mastery achieved by workshops of which we know nothing, and of which very few examples have survived to this day. The paintings were discovered in 1967, when the local priest, accompanied by an enthusiastic neighbor, noticed the presence of large masses of color behind the Baroque altarpiece. The first restorations carried out brought to light a series of figures that in successive campaigns would be complemented by the paintings that run through the vault of the presbytery. It is very likely that they were conceived for a funerary purpose, intended to favor the salvation of the soul of the anonymous person who paid for the cost. Therefore, what these paintings show us is a whole geography of the medieval Christian otherworld, as it was conceived in the 14th century. In the apsidal basin, we see the throne of grace, made up of the Trinitarian figures of the Father, the crucified Son, and the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. In the lowest strip of the apse, on its left side, there is an image of Calvary with a crucified Christ surrounded by the figures of Mary and St. John the Evangelist. The scene is complemented by the presence of Longinus, spearing the side of the crucified, while Stephaton brings the sponge impregnated with vinegar to his lips. On the right side is the wailing of the souls of the deceased, starring St. Michael. In this scene, a demon tries to pounce on one of the balls of the balance to alter the result, but is stopped by the archangel who pierces his body with a spear. While at the head, the celestial glory is presented in all its splendor, on the south wall of the church, its opposite is represented: the torments of hell. Several naked and unhappy souls enter the jaws of the fearsome Leviathan. Higher up, others burn eternally in Pedro Botero's cauldron. The whole complex is closed with the paintings that run through the barrel vault of the presbytery. In this part, we can observe in great detail the life of Christ from his birth to his death and final ascension to heaven. Gaceo is the perfect example of the vibrant and colorful appearance that the churches of that period looked like. The passage of time, or an unfortunate restoration, has most of the times altered the original aspect. Fortunately, in this small rural church, the wishes and the hopes of the people of the 14th century, who aspired to eternal life in the other world, are still preserved in these paintings.